All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, you listen to a guy like CJ, and who somehow is speaking for what he believes is in the best interest of women. And that's what you get from these conservative men who think that they know what's right for you.
It makes me, my blood boil, honestly. I am so sick of hearing these conservative, closed-minded white men tell me that I have to have a baby, even if I do not want it or I medically cannot. I am so sick and tired of hearing that. You do not know what it takes for a body, for your mind, for your finances, for anything. And yet a man can leave.
So I would say this. I would say that I would believe these conservatives, if I really thought that they really are concerned about the life of a child, which is a lie. They're not. They could give a rip about what happens to that child after the child comes into the world. We see that. They're not concerned about what happens to people, to babies that come into this world. Many children suffer daily, poisoned by leaded water, not enough food, living in food deserts, you know. And I don't hear one of those sniveling conservatives then talking about the life of the child.
Or shot in schools. Oh,
they don't care. But they want to lead somebody to believe that they're compassionate. That's not the reason. Let's go to the phone line, Sam. Who do we have on?
Mark from Sussex.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, thanks, Earl, but I'd like you to look at it from my perspective. You're saying a male can't have an input on this. My wife and I are both adopted, okay? I'm very passionate about this because if my mom would have decided to abort me, I would no longer be on this earth. So what is your comeback to that? That I don't have a say in it because I'm an infant?
I have a comeback.
No. Oh, go ahead, Sam.
I'd like to hear that.
I would like to say that I'm glad that you were adopted into a very loving, successful family. But however, if you look statistically at the foster care system, that is not the case for many, 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 many children.
Okay, you're so wrong on that because there are so many adopted people that are luckier than heck to be alive because their mom decided instead of aborting the
just
child.
Just because that is so your personal experience, sir, does not mean that that is many other people's.
Okay, time out. I didn't have a say in it.
So listen.
I did not have any say in whether I was aborted or not.
Well, none of us do, right?
Okay. Right. I don't understand that point.
So none of us do.
You don't understand that point?
Not at all.
So listen. You're having a conversation with me. Here's the reality of it. You can talk and say the things that you are saying and bless you that, you know, your mom went through and decided to have you. But there are others who have gone through, decided to have children, and the children have lived a life of hell because the mom wasn't able to provide for the child and did not decide to get the child up.
So one life saved is not worth unfortunate situations.
Listen.
So you're saying that my case really means nothing to you.
Well, no, what I'm saying to you is, listen, you're talking to somebody who took in a disabled child, 100% disabled.
I know you have.
And I've
I
had
know.
Him. Okay, so then don't tell me. So then don't tell me that I'm not saying your life doesn't matter. If I didn't think a life mattered, I wouldn't have taken in the young man that I've taken in for the last 19 years. So that's not the issue. The issue I'm talking to you about is the fact that once these children come into the world, if you have a society that doesn't give a damn about the quality of life of that child, and that child lives in a society that is based on things and the value of things over the value of their life, then what are we talking about? The world is full of lives that are wasted. Are you not blind to what you see?
All you're doing is just spinning it the opposite way. I'm looking at it as the pro-life portion. You're saying that life really doesn't matter.
I'm saying that in a society that does not truly value the life, because if it valued the life, it would value the quality of the life.
It is not about pro-life or pro. It's pro-woman's choice.
You don't understand that.
What's my choice then, their little young lady?
Do you push it out of your vagina, sir? Do you go through all of the mental and physical pain? Okay, good for your mother, and that was her choice, was it not?
So
hey,
listen.
Just by yelling doesn't mean it's getting better.
So let me say this to you again. I said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. Conservatives really don't give a damn about what they claim they care about. Well, we want to make sure every life matters. That's a lie. I told you, I'm 68 years old. I know what conservatives care about. And it's through their actions.
Genuinely, I don't. Pro-choice. Yeah. No one is taking her choice away to have you. That is fantastic that she wants to have you. Great. But I am saying that it was not her only choice to have you. And I'm glad she had you, sir. Great. I'm so glad. But you know what? That is not the only thing that is capable of happening.
Well, you know, he clearly.
Oh my gosh.
So let me say this to you.
With all due respect, man.
You know. You guys on the right and conservative white men, at the root of this, I'm going to tell you straight up what's at the root of this. What's at the root of this is, and I forgot the woman's name, I'm going to dig it up, who was at the Trump rally, who said, thank Donald Trump for saving white babies' lives. That's what she said. Okay?
Yeah, I would agree.
So why white babies' lives? There are black babies that are aborted as well. Yeah, but she didn't say that.
Well, I would have said all lives.
Well, I didn't ask you what you would have said, because that don't matter. I'm talking about an elected official said that publicly. So don't tell me that you care about all lives. I know. That's all you can do is laugh, man. Because people know at the root of what is happening with people, especially those on the right. And I keep saying, I don't know why they're considered those on the right, because nothing about your philosophies are righteous. They're not. Because you're not really concerned. You're concerned about ulterior motives. Maybe you're not wise enough to understand the ulterior motives of the conservatives. But as I stated earlier, you guys have committed and created a civil war in this country that is not going to be fixed. It is a dangerous, dangerous time in this nation. And people like you, only in your instance, you don't know any better.
I told you I was going to scream if one more white conservative dumb man told me what to do with my body.
But he doesn't know any better. But those who manipulate him do. And so they'll continue to manipulate people like him, because he can't think it through. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Because what he doesn't know, it's what they're going to come after next. And after that. And after that. It is an organized, sinister plot that these people have instituted. And it's a shame that many Americans aren't even aware of it. Got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. We'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.